USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The National Weather Service is calling for more heavy rain and strong winds along the California coast. Forecasters say a strong series of storms could bring several more inches of rain to the region through the middle of next week. Northern California's coastal mountains could get over 4 inches starting Friday night, and more rain expected Saturday with high elevation snow. Democracy continues to play out on Capitol Hill as the Speaker of the House remains unknown. The 3 days, 11 votes without a winner has not occurred in the last 100 years. Voting continues today. The National Football League has canceled the game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals, where player DeMar Hamlin was injured. Let's get an update on DeMar's health.
The head coach of the Buffalo Bills is applauding the national outpouring of support shown to safety DeMar Hamlin, who remains hospitalized in Cincinnati. Sean McDermott spoke publicly Thursday for the first time since Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during Monday's game against the Cincinnati Bengals.
It's amazing to know the impact that this has had on so many people. And for now, DeMar to be awake and his mom to be able to share that with him is incredible.
McDermott pointed to Hamlin's Toy Drive charity, which has now raised more than $7.6 million. The coach added the recent news regarding Hamlin's progress has been very encouraging. Doctors say Hamlin's neurological functions remain intact, and he's beginning to awaken. I'm Julio Flores.
The disturbing story out of Utah on Thursday, where 8 family members were found dead in their home, is the result of a murder-suicide. Enoch, Utah police said 42-year-old Michael Haight killed 7 family members before taking his own life. Enoch, Utah is about an hour's drive north on I-15 from St. George. January 6 is Three Kings Day and marks the glorification of baby Jesus by the three wise men. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday allegedly called on his defense minister to order a ceasefire in Ukraine in observation of Orthodox Christmas. According to Putin, the Russian Orthodox bishop called for a Christmas troop so that the Orthodox people can attend services on Christmas Eve and the day of the Nativity of Christ. Critics of the announcement are calling it a cynical trap. Military leaders continue to focus their energies on renaming military installations in America. Ryan Daniels explains.
The move ordered by top brass at the Pentagon on Thursday would get rid of over 1,100 building names, symbols, statues, and displays that honor the former CSA. There are still more than half a dozen U.S. Army bases named for Confederate generals, including Fort Hood, Texas, and Fort Benning, Georgia. The Pentagon has until January 1, 2024 to meet its goal. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A suspect is behind bars in connection with a hit-and-run collision that killed a popular foster mom in South Los Angeles. The victim's husband says he can forgive the suspect.
I forgive you. Okay, you panic. That's it.
A 55-year-old man was arrested Thursday, is being accused of killing 62-year-old Trina Newman Townsend on Christmas Eve. Newman Townsend was a foster mother, evangelist, and philanthropist. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,